You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hi, welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com or click the link in the description of this episode, and you can work for 7 days with your own Broadway fitness coach on an online app. So check it out. No catch, no gimmicks. builtforthestage.com. If you like Built for the Stage podcast, please rate, subscribe, and leave a comment. It'd be greatly appreciated. All right, please enjoy this conversation.
I'm really excited. Can't wait to bring on this guest, old familia from the deep countries of Italia, Michael Mott.
I wanted to underscore that entire opening.
You know,
if I had a piano here, I'd be playing and underscoring that for you.
Someday, if you want to do a live underscoring of a podcast, that'd be super fun.
I can pull it up
fun.
On the app on my phone and just do.
We'd be legit, like a late night show. You know,
that's
when
right.
When the late night hosts, they just their guys are just like playing. They're also talking.
Let's go. I'm ready. I can carve out an hour a week. Let's do it.
Oh my, okay. You heard it here, folks. Michael Mott committing. What are you committing to right now, Michael? What's the buzz as of late in your life?
Are you ready?
Ready.
I seem to go through one of these a year, but I'm going through the growth spurt of looking at everything in my life and trying to balance and trim the fat. Right now it's financial. Stuff. I'm taking a money management class and I'm looking at how much I spend in every aspect of my life. And then that, you know, everything goes back to the mental. It's like, I do this because why? You know, same thing with fitness. Why do I do this? Oh, you know, and it goes all back to your mindset. Mm. And it's really every aspect that I seem to look at seems to come back to like a therapeutic moment for me, a reflective, like, oh, I'm doing this because of this. So, that's what I'm focusing on right now.
This is a blanket statement, but I feel like for the most part, performers, their personality or just like mantra is like not so much on the side of like wanting to deal with the financial planning, like on their own, like the natural, like getting their finances in order.
Yeah, this specific workshop is actually through the Actors Fund for creatives. And, am I sponsoring the Actors Fund right now?
But you're sponsoring them. We're sponsoring Bubbly here on IGTV, also endorsed by Michael Bublé, I heard.
Yes, and Yamaha Pianos. Do, 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 do.
There you go. BPN, hit us up. You want to be a sponsor? We just gave you a free plug there. That's the first and last one. So here you go. All right. So sorry about that.
No, that's what I'm focusing on right now. And I'm trying to look at all those aspects of my life and try to see how everything kind of meets at a crossroads together.
Yeah. Tell us about your 54 Below performances, past, present, coming up.
Yes.
All that.
I just did a show at 54 Below. I like to rhyme, you know? Mm-hmm. That was on December 1st and went really, really well. I seem to be doing, it seems to be turning into like one or two of those a year. I do concerts, Michael Mott and Friends, which is myself and my band and a bevy of Broadway folks singing my material. And Yeah, I did that one and it sold out. And then I was invited to do a pop-up show at Green Room 42, like 3 weeks later. And about 6 weeks later, sorry. And I know I'm always nervous to commit to these things because I'm like, who's going to show up? The people just came to this one. Are people going to come to this next one? But it went really well. And we had 12 days to promote it and put it together. And, you know, they're fun. It's a nice way for me to feel like I'm performing the material that I've worked so hard alone in my bedroom writing. Mm-hmm. Then I can put it in front of an audience and get reactions, which is just amazing.
How do you, on a daily basis, get yourself to create?
That's a great question.
What is your go-to either preparation, or how do you have the discipline to create, especially when you don't want to create per se?
Oh yeah, Billy Joel has this quote, "I hate writing, but I love having written." And I feel that immensely. Because my schedule, it's all up to me to make my schedule and create my own life. I have to have a schedule and I have to be regimented. So I start my day off with a workout, a Built for the Stage workout every morning. Mm. And I actually have my whole routine. I like drink my water. My water with apple cider vinegar. I meditate and then I have a cup of coffee and I go to the gym.
Routine is everything.
I'm so boring. I'm so basic.
No, but this is what's needed. It's needed.
I do my workout and then I come home, I make breakfast and I begin to work. Whether that is the admin stuff, writing, whatever it is, I work for a bunch of hours and then I'll either come into the city and do coachings or teach, and then I'll go back home and respond to emails and do it all again the next day. Mm. It's kind of a secluded life, but I really love the aspect of going to the gym, being social, and then coaching and teaching. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's my social interaction. You know?
Yeah, mine, going to the gym, same thing. And then this right here is my equivalent to the coaching, teaching, just something social to...
Well, we have coffee sometimes.
We have coffee for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, since I'm such an awful host, Michael is a composer, lyricist, songwriter. If you haven't kind of put that together yet, you're like, who? If you don't already know it, of course you know Michael Mott. But just in case you're like...
I'm not the poet.
I don't know, from Iowa or something, you're listening. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening. And you're like, wait, who is this guy? Well, first you could have read the description. But if you didn't, Michael Mott, songwriter, composer, lyricist, the man.
I am not Michael Mott, the poet.
MichaelMott.com,
poet. He will not die, so I can take over the domain. I've asked him a million times. He will not give it to me.
Man.
And I'm also not the applesauce legacy Mott.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was my nickname, though, growing up. Everyone was like, applesauce.
Annoying.
Yeah, not cute.
Tell us about In the Light. What's up with In the Light right now?
In the Light. That's my music. It's one of my musicals.
There
In
you
the
go.
Light, A Faustian Tale. You can follow us on Instagram at In the Light Musical. I just ended an Indiegogo campaign to raise money to record a full-length studio album, and I ended up raising $57,000, which I'm very proud of, and we are in the planning stages now of making that album. There's a lot of possibility. There's a lot of options that we're weighing. Because it is a big, huge, epic, sweeping score, it requires a large orchestra, and that is very expensive to record. So we're weighing options of maybe we record the orchestra not in New York City, we record somewhere else and seeing how much that would cost. So that's what we're kind of playing with right now. And it's so funny because you never know who is watching what you're doing or looking at what you're up to, because we've had, the day the campaign ended, someone reached out and was like, I've been following this for 60 days. You don't know me, but here's who I am and here's how I'd like to help you. And I was like, what? And like record labels coming out of the blue being like, hi, we'd like to distribute this. And so it's just crazy because I sort of feel like, you know, when you're on your phone and you're posting things on Instagram or on any social media, who knows who's looking at that? It's so isolating, you know what I mean? And then to have people come out of the woodwork who are legitimate, reputable people that are interested is, you know, really, it kind of validates everything, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to give that all that power, but, you know, it does feel good.
Sure, of course.
So that's what's going on within the life.
What vocalist will we expect to hear on the album?
Yes. Well, the only one that we've announced is Jeremy Jordan. I've been writing the show for him and he's starring in it. We've done some workshops, some readings, and now we're in talks actually to do another kind of workshop of the show, and hopefully he will be involved with that. But, you know, Nothing's confirmed yet. But he's on the album.
All right, let's parallel this to fitness.
Let's talk about
Day one of In the Light. Mm-hmm. When was it? The like very like, oh this idea.
Do you want the truth?
Yeah.
Well, I actually...
Because I think I know the truth, and that's why I want to talk about it.
Okay. Oh, I see where we're going with this.
I think so.
I actually started writing... It was originally called Faustus, mm-hmm. and I started working on this my senior year of high school. Right. I am 35 years old.
Okay, thank
34.
You.
What? I'm 34 years old.
Thank you for releasing that so that people can get a kind of perspective of how long it's been.
Now, like fitness, I worked on it for a couple of years and then like went away and didn't touch it for 4 years.
Run with it, Michael. Then you got it. You know where we're going with this.
Then I came back to it and I went all in and then I like took a year away and then I came back and now I found my groove and I'm working on it for the last 3 or 4 years. Steady. We work on it 3 times a week. We meet up. My collaborator, Nathan Wright, and I, we meet up. We work on it. He works on his own. I work on my own. We come together. We put my music and lyrics together with his scene work. We finesse it. We figure out, oh, maybe this part's sung. Maybe this is spoken, and let's underscore it, and let's figure it out. And it's become this beautiful relationship that has culminated in the Light.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing the math right, it's around 15 or 16 years.
Yeah, it's a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's, I have to say, within that, we've written about 7 different shows. Because I counted the other day, I have 88 cut songs. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I could do so many different versions of this show because it's an original story and we were trying to figure out what the story is after all these years. And when Nathan came on board, Nathan replaced a previous book writer. When Nathan came on board to rewrite the book, the story changed. Therefore, all of the songs changed and all of my lyrics changed. And there's so many cut songs in that show that, you know, exist in their own world, but yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't instantaneous. It's not complete right now.
Mm-mm.
And you're still pursuing it.
Yeah.
Why?
Ooh, that's therapy. Here we are. Because I believe in the project and I was fortunate enough to put 2 songs from it on my very first album way back in 2014. Her Embrace and Dare to Dream, they exist and they're forever out there in the world because I put them on that album. And what I thought would happen was I would attract the awareness of producers and investors. And then they'd say, this is amazing, let's read the script and then put it on Broadway. That's what naive Michael thought. Mm-hmm. But what it actually ended up doing was attracting the vocalists, Laura Osnes and Jeremy Jordan and Josh Young, it attracted their fan base. And then they found me, and then they found the show, and it gave us this little cult following that has grown and grown and grown and grown and grown. And the more we've released from In the Light and put out there, the more this audience has been built, and people are so passionate about this show. And so I'm passionate about it, but then to see this community of people all around the world, if you look on YouTube, we have comments in Chinese, we have comments in German, like people are like, talking about what this means to them in other languages. And I'm like, this is amazing. Mm. So to have that kind of validation as well, I'm talking a lot like I need validation, which maybe I do. Maybe it's words of affirmation is my love language, which I'm learning here. to have that and to see how much it's affecting people and how people are taking so much out of it is really inspiring to me. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a give and take, you know?
Yeah. I mean, theater is it's a give and take, like you said.
It's a collaboration.
It's a collaboration. So there is an element of I'm doing this for me,
mm-hmm.
but there's also an element of I'm doing this, I'm gifting this.
Absolutely.
And I want to see if people are accepting the gift.
Yeah.
So the validation is it's on the right track. So
someone in Brazil sent me a cover of Her Embrace, which is kind of like the big song from In the Light. And she did this really cool like coffee shop version of the song.
I love a coffee shop cover.
Oh, I was like, you're a star. And she's like, I'm a nurse. And I was like, no, you need to sing. You're amazing. And she was like, this just made my whole day. Like, she was so sweet.
Mm.
But yeah, it's just amazing to hear someone like sing it in their own language. And like, mm-hmm. what? That's amazing.
So in the very beginning of your answer to my question, you said that you believe in it.
I do.
So the truth is that before we believe in something else, we need to believe in ourselves.
Absolutely.
So with the fitness journey, whether you're into fitness or not, the whole idea of it, you have to be into yourself and the health and longevity of yourself. So I would encourage you to hear the parallels in this grind that Michael has been going through in the good and the bad and the ups and downs, and to relate it to a journey of fitness, that it's not instant. There is no magic pill, and it takes work and takes a certain mindset. And I've always been a huge fan of Michael's, just because, well, first off, I've known of Faustus since I think my freshman year of college, or even earlier through Lisi.
Are we the same age?
We're not. I'm a little younger than you.
Okay.
But she would share with me, I think, did you get to do a production at the college?
We did a like a reading way back.
Yes.
And not a single song exists from that anymore.
I think she was like sharing that with me from the jump. So,
but we met doing the, we crossed over at the Armory way back.
Did we really?
I did Here's Love, which was Miracle on 30th. This is back when I was an actor.
Yeah.
Miracle on 34th Street. And then you did a Chorus Line.
Yeah.
And that's how I first, that was in 2010.
Yeah.
Right. But then on
Matthew
top of,
Daly.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's a full circle.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But going back to what you just said about the daily grind, I actually love your analogy with fitness, and this can apply to writing musicals, can apply to anything, but being on a highway. Mm. You're constantly,
a highway with no exits.
Yeah,
That's the analogy, yeah. Go for it, though.
Because you can pull off to the shoulder. No. I was setting it up.
Yeah, the highway with no exits is just that it's, you're going on a straight path, but there's going to be people in the way. There's going to be traffic. There's going to be dead stops. There's going to be the times where you need to pull over. But there's, in this analogy, there is no exit. Like, whether you like it or not, you could choose to be at a dead stop forever or choose to pull over forever. But you have the opportunity, and you should be striving to continue forward on this journey of life on this highway.
I love that. Exits. Because that's exactly right.
Yeah. Let's move on to another work of yours, because I'm Italiano and
yes.
I want to talk about a little bit about Mob Wife, just a bit. I know that this is another musical that's been like, through its journey.
So let me just say, before I even talk about Mob Wife, I do have two other shows that I've been writing. Ooh, our sponsor, Bubbly. I do have two other shows that I've been writing that I've learned with Mob Wife and Within the Light. I've put those shows out into the public, and part of their strategy has been developing them in the public eye. Mm. And that comes with a lot of positives, but it also comes with a lot of negatives, such as putting out songs before the show is ready and then having a fan base love those songs and celebrate those songs, which is great, but then having to go back and rewrite the show and then cut those songs or change those songs and then feeling guilty and being like, but there's a fan base that these songs brought them to the show. So I've learned from that. I'm working on other stuff right now that I don't want to put out until they're done.
Yeah.
Because there's songs I'm working on right now. I'm like, oh, I wish I could just like do this in concert and hear people's reaction to it, because I feel like this is like the one. But who knows? Tomorrow I may not be in the show anymore. So I want to wait until the show is ready.
Yeah.
So I say that to say, Mob Wife. Again, I had the seed of the idea when I was 16. It was called The Life of a Mob Wife. We did it in my high school. We recorded a cast recording, all 16-year-olds, come on. And then do you know Ed Sales at the Merry-Go-Round Playhouse, which is now The Rev, and it's run by Brett Smock? But Ed Sales was doing The Pitch at Merry-Go-Round Playhouse, and he was like, he had seen an early reading of Faustus, and he was like, do you have a small, intimate, like, comedy show? And I did. I had this show that I wrote when I was 16, but I can, like, revive it. And we did, and I brought in an actual Broadway book writer. We completely tore the whole thing apart and started from scratch, but the same idea that I had when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And we rebranded it. It's called Mob Wife. Everyone thought, oh, is this Mob Wives, the television show? Not at all. This was before the television show, but then the show came around, whatever. We were like, maybe it'll
help us. Actually, I was way before this little Mob Wife show.
It's about Big Ange. No. it was just in London last year, and it's coming to New York this year, which we will share more about. We put up a whole announcement, and then a month later, we did a reading, and we were like, oh, we have to fix this one massive thing before we invite an audience. Mm. And it is a big thing, but it'll take us about 3 or 4 months. And as soon as we're done with that, then we can.
Exciting.
Yeah. But we have it's amazing. We have this producer who's like, you take your time and this venue's here whenever you're ready. So we're bringing it to New York. You'll hear more about it. We just have to focus on those rewrites.
You have somewhere to go after this. Are you meeting Mariah Carey after this?
No, I'm not.
Tell us about your relationship with Mariah Carey, just to get the gossip going of Us Weekly.
Wow.
You can't talk Michael Mott without talking Mariah Carey. Oh, come on.
Let's just say I have a friend who works for her who is also a huge supporter of my work. And she has been so gracious as to like share a lot of my stuff with Mariah. And then she's just been very open and kind in sharing my work with her. And so I've been fortunate enough to have experiences with her, like one-on-one, which yeah. I'm so grateful for because I've been a fan my whole life and she's my complete idol in that world.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of sharing things, where can we find your albums, your music yeah. on Spotify, on iTunes?
Spotify, iTunes.
What are
Google
we
Play.
What are we searching besides your name?
My name is Michael Mott.
Mott.
Like applesauce.
Is there any like, what's your album called though?
I have Where the Sky Ends.
Yeah.
This gorgeous view. Mm-hmm. And then I have my second album is called Abandoned Heart. And right now I have a single out with Matt Bloyd called The Impossible.
There we go.
I have a bunch of stuff. I have a bunch of EPs. I have a lot of dance remixes, which people tell me that are great for the gym. They're great. They're like all my pop songs kind of remixed to like
Give us one of your faves that would be like, yeah, you need to search this song and play it in the gym.
Okay. You should check out the remixes to Love in Stereo.
Okay. I'm going to put a link on the description as well. So you can just tap that link and go to the Spotify or iTunes. Or what's it called? Not iTunes. It's called Apple Music. There you go.
But here's the thing. If you like something, you should actually buy it. If you can download it on iTunes because money is like, it's crazy.
That's a whole other episode. Like the whole
streaming. Do you have to have 1500 streams to equate $1.
Do you wish in a way that CDs were still like the thing?
Well, I'm a huge fan of CDs. My favorite part of working on an album, once the music is done, is working on the album booklet mm-hmm. and the liner notes. I'm a huge fan of like a thick booklet, having all of the lyrics, having all of the credits, having pictures. I love that.
Yeah.
And as a music consumer, I used to always like sit with the booklet and like read about it and be like, who played violin on this? Or like, who programmed the drums? You know, like who worked on, and I geek out about that.
5 years from now, we're going to get like the younger kids in theater that say like, what's a CD?
I know. It's so true. I actually brought up that question in my last concert and I meant to ask, do you guys know what track 14 was on this particular album? But I stupidly asked in the moment, do you guys know what a CD is? And people were like, what? I was like, what is happening? Am I that old? I'm 34. Come on.
Hey, we're getting there.
Well, not you, because you're younger than me.
I am younger than you. I'm going to hold that to you.
That's right.
I'm gonna hold that. where else or how else can we support you? What is your website? I know you're not the poet. So what's
not the poet.
What is the Michael Mott website?
It's not thepoet.com. No, it's michaelmott.net.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not a scam.
See, he could have done his due diligence and did com, net,
you know,
co, all, org, all
he's
that
literally
stuff.
Like 115 years old.
Gosh. God bless him, but he's going to go, you know.
He's on that never-ending highway.
He's the highway of no exits. We need to get him.
That's his next poem.
There you go.
But I kind of upload and post everything I'm doing up to Instagram, so... Michael_Mott.
All right. Well, that's going to conclude it for our episode with Michael Mott. Once again, you can go to his website, michaelmott.net. You can go to and follow him on the Insta, Michael_Mott, M-O-T-T. If you are still wondering about what this Built for the Stage thing is all about, once again, go to the website, builtforthestage.com, fill out that free trial, and we'll be on our way with a 7-day journey to jumpstart you to take center stage as the lead character in this show called Your Life.
Bum, bum, bum.
We got to get you in here. Live underscoring with Michael Mott coming soon on Built for the Stage podcast. All right, guys, it's me, Roscoe, signing off. Don't forget about Broadway Podcast Network. Go to the website, broadwaypodcastnetwork.com. Go to the Instagram, Broadway Podcast Network. There's tons of good content on our network. Like Josh Swallow's Broadway, or Ensemblist, or Equity One, or The Theater Podcast. There's like 90 of them. Just go see which one you like the best after you've listened to mine. And you guys have yourself a good day. It's me, Roscoe, signing off.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.